Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Iris Bunshaft.
Still smiling.
And that's wonderful. It's always a pleasure when you're here, Iris.
Thank
and
you.
We are having such a deep yet wonderful conversation with Olga Lucia. And I'm going to give out Olga's phone number here in Manhasset, which is 516-627-0722. Right number, Olga?
Yes,
good. Okay.
Go
I wanted to make sure because I know you just moved your office. So that's 516-627-0722. We here at the town of Hempstead and Project Independence bring to you people we feel are doing a tremendous job in the field. Of course, we don't endorse anybody. I always have to say that because it's impossible for us to do that. But Olga will give you a consultation, and I think it makes sense. And you have a special day coming up on October 15th. Why don't you and Iris talk about that?
Yes, October 15, I'm going to take that day to donate my work for people that have breast cancer, and I'm going to do free areola tattooing for people they cannot, they have problems with insurance or insurance they give them, they don't want to pay or they give them so much trouble, and they really want to do the areola tattooing, and they cannot afford to pay for it.
Right. Yeah, this is post-surgery, post-reconstruction. This is so, therefore, somebody who's in the middle of it, it's too early to do it. Mm-hmm. And
and where will you be doing this, so October 15th?
I'm going to do it in my location, my new office that is in Manhasset, 1129 Northern Boulevard, Suite 301.
I'm sorry, Suite what?
301.
301. Mm-hmm.
And that is, you know, we were talking about it earlier, and we'll continue to talk about it for this segment. Sometimes something, and I don't mean the way it sounds, as simple as tattooing the areola can change a person's life because they'll feel so much better about themselves, even though it's just the thing.
Yes, but they won't be thinking every time they see themselves, oh, I'm a cancer victim.
Right.
Oh, you know, feel imperiled. You know, it's a post thing, mm-hmm. that one is alive now and one feels more in control of one's life and situation.
Absolutely.
So it's a very sensitive topic because during my practice, a lot of people, they get hit with cancer in some way or another. It could not only breast cancer, brain cancer, ovarian, skin cancer. So in some way, we all touch with that. And it's a very sensitive topic. When people going through the chemotherapy, it damaged the hair, it damaged the appearance, they feel tired, they feel sick, they feel mutilated.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people, they lost their self-esteem. After all these treatments, after all the surgery, sometimes people, I'm happy I'm alive. But after the years, it's like, you know what, I'm happy I'm alive, but I want to look better. I want to look more normal. I want to feel better about myself. And the tattooing is something that they bring back, that little part that is missing after all this battle. So it's very, very important to know how to approach the person. Some people, they don't care, and they don't want to do anything, and they're very happy to be alive. But some people, they're like, mm-hmm. why not to look better? Why not to feel better about myself? Nobody else see them by themselves.
Right.
So and why not?
The other thing, too, which I applaud this type of stuff, is you're not going under anesthesia. Sometimes I question when people have stuff done. It's like, come on, to chance something could happen for the slightest little thing that mm-hmm. you want to change, is it really that important?
Mm-hmm.
This is not that kind of a situation. You're not going on. You're not jeopardizing anything in your health mm-hmm. whatsoever.
Yeah. Just topical anesthesia.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about the hair? Very often women lose their hair, and I guess men do too.
Yes. Now we do something like we do scalp tattooing. It's something like kind of new in the industry. So we can do a stippling. It's like a we put color on the scalp, so we recreate or mimic the hairs in between the hairs.
So there's no hair replacement.
No.
It just reduces the Sorry, John.
The glare. It just reduces the glare. That's the reason.
See,
reason.
John doesn't need it. His self-esteem is bountiful.
It's great. Yeah, but for women, we do that. Or some people, they do the hair replacement. Sometimes it's hard to put the whole hairs over there. So I work with doctors, and they put the hair, and in the spaces that they cannot put the hair, we do the permanent makeup,
adjunct.
The tattooing,
right. Mm-hmm.
So it creates the illusion of a fuller hair. Mm-hmm. So it's mm-hmm. a very interesting topic also.
One thing that I want to bring up is your eyebrows. You said they're
yes.
done.
Yes.
Now, I've seen, and I'm not making fun of people who have had tattoos, it looks like a magic marker, mm-hmm. that they just, colored it in. Yours look really, until Ira said it, I didn't realize yours are done.
That's the good way to do a permanent makeup. And that's the key of a good artistic makeup artist.
Particularly, Luke,
go ahead.
Look at the tails. You see how it's graded, just natural, not yours.
I don't have any tail.
No. You have full eyebrows. Not at all. Ladies and gentlemen, you have full eyebrows. No, I mean, at the end, these here. It's just faded mm-hmm. in the way it naturally is with women. Most women, not all.
Yes,
very nice indeed.
I try to mimic the natural way how the makeup looks. And it has a little science how to design the eyebrows. You have to put in consideration not only the skin tone of the person, the bone structure, the hair, the color of the hair in the eyebrow, the unbalance. Sometimes people have one side of the face is different to the other, so we have to balance, and mm-hmm. it has a certain position and certain shape that it can enhance the face and enhance the eyes.
This opens up the eyes mm-hmm. too if done well.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. The eyebrows is the frame of your face, and if you have very good eyebrows, it can lift you, it can make you look younger. Very good, well-done eyebrow can make you look like 5 to 10 years younger, mm-hmm. just only with the design. And you don't
Without
have to go to surgery.
Without touching the eyes, that's simply mm-hmm. the eyebrow.
Right, okay.
You change the arch a little bit so it mm-hmm. visually opens. Nothing is done surgically, no. But visually it mm-hmm. opens up the face. It lifts.
It lifts, it creates you like a nice open look. Mm-hmm. And it's very important to pick the right technician. Because we can do permanent makeup, but if
and
you don't
who do you
have
think would be
eye,
a good technician to go to?
Me. I have a lot of experience and I have a little talent and
How
I can draw.
How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this since 1993.
Mm-hmm. Wow, okay.
Long time ago, I started like a little bit here and there, and I can draw since I was a little kid. Is something that is a talent.
Well, it's not just the tattooing. It's the artistic or the creative piece
yes.
that really has to enter into this because anybody could do the ink dots.
Exactly.
But as I said, I've seen eyebrows done, which is yours, just unbelievable.
Thank you. And through the years, I discovered different techniques that I learned through myself. And then we can create different looks. I can do the hair stroke technique, I can do a powder technique, I can do just only camouflage of a little bit of the eyebrow. Sometimes
those two words? I didn't catch that.
Camouflage?
No, not that. Oh. Excuse me.
A hair stroke technique. So we do like little hairs.
Oh, hair stroke.
So mm-hmm. it may be like a little hair. Sometimes somebody has an accident and they have a little scar in between the eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to create little hairs mm-hmm. and it blends in with the rest of the eyebrows so it looks natural so the scar doesn't show.
I got you.
That's another part of the of my work.
I think you said earlier, and I don't remember, cleft palates? You
Correct.
Did say that. And people, I think the organization is Smiles, where some children have been born, but it gets fixed, but it's never 100% gone.
Exactly.
You actually take care of that pinkish color on the top?
Yes. So sometimes they still, even though after several surgeries, mm-hmm. the scars after the surgery is still there. So with the permanent makeup, we can camouflage the scars. I can reshape the lip and create the illusion that the lip is normal lip. So it's another wonderful thing that we can use.
That's another big one because that really impacts. Again, I would say ladies more than men, but that's my philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
because you have that mark. You put on lipstick, but you have... And even though its cleft has been corrected dramatically,
yes,
it's still
the techniques
there.
Are beautiful. The doctors, they do now a beautiful, beautiful technique, beautiful work. But there's still some cases that are very traumatic and very deep cases. And sometimes with the tattooing, it complements a little bit. It just finishes it up, the work that the doctors, they're doing. Because doctors, they do now beautiful, beautiful work. They're very talented.
Do you work with doctors?
I have my own practice, but yes, I have good relationship with plastic surgeons, and I have referrals from them. Yeah, when they need to do something like the areola tattooing, for the breast tattooing, sometimes the doctors they do the areola tattooing, but I do the artistic part. I do more realistic work. You know, so they look real with the coloring, blending, using shadows, shades, different undertones. I create the illusion of a 3D. So that's the part that is very artistic, and it needs a lot of practice.
Well, you know what?
About the areola tattooing, but also when I do the eyebrows, also I can create the 3D also with the different techniques.
I had asked you before, but we didn't get to it. How many sessions does it require when you do this areola micropigmentation?
Usually one session,
really?
But I like to do a follow-up in 2 months to see if I need to
make
do
a
little adjustment and perfectionist. I call the perfectionist adjustment follow-up appointment. Mm-hmm. And I like to do it 8 weeks after. Why 8 weeks? Because that's the time that the skin take to heal after any procedure. Between 6 to 8 weeks, the color absorbs, it goes from the epidermal layer to the dermal layer of the skin, and it heals completely, and then you see the final results.
What is the incidence of infection?
Well, so far, it's a risk of infection, yes. But so far in my practice, I've been good with that. So I use everything is new, sterilized, and I give the good post-procedure instructions as long as the person wash their hands and keep the clean and follow the instructions, I think it will be fine.
Right, because it is like little dots, which is little bits of cuts, so to speak, but not really. But you do have to watch it for the first week or so.
Exactly. You have to put a little ointment with antibiotic and then cover up and don't put any chemicals, don't irritate, don't pick the scabs. So it's just a care, like
scabs,
a little one.
Right,
yes.
Right.
Yes. So in the beginning, every tattooing, it looks very dark. And then you have to apply the Aquaphor or Vaseline or Bacitracin, depending on the people. And then you're going to have a scab between 6 to 9 days. The scab's going to come off, and the color is going to look softer and natural.
Yeah.
Terrific.
See, I like it that we are able to discuss the whole procedure, because sometimes, you know, people go in and their expectations are very different from what actually happens. So it's very good when it's laid out like this.
I agree. Unfortunately, we're out of time. We've been talking here with Olga Lucia. Give Olga a call at 516-627-0722 for a consultation, to make an appointment. But there's no reason that if you are self-conscious, you shouldn't move forward and have something corrected that will make you feel better. Olga, I want to thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me on the show, and I hope I educate people that this is available in Long Island, that this is professionally done, and I hope I can help more people.
Terrific. You've been listening to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.